When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Wow, who is that? Who are those dulcet tones?
That would be Duff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Duffy? He's got way too much soul. I like that. It is Fly Jams Friday. I am not Nick D. Nick D's on vacation, but it's me, Brian Noonan. I'll be here with you all week, so I'm very excited to be here. All right, it is Fly Jams Friday. You know the drill. You call in. Dan does instant requests. You email them. They come up in the next couple weeks, so we do all of that. And you said you needed to explain something, because since last time I was here, some things have changed on Fly Jams
right.
Friday.
We have all been christened a Fly Jams nickname.
Really? Now, who gave you these nicknames?
Well, so mine started out of a confession I probably should not have made when I was a younger man. But my middle name is Joseph.
Okay.
So I'm Daniel Joseph Shagru.
Okay.
And I admitted one day that I had always dreamt of being called DJ Shagru. Because obviously the thing. So I became...
Well, no, because obviously what?
Yeah, because it's awesome.
Oh,
cool.
All right.
So
awesome and cool.
I am DJ Shagru.
DJ Shagru. Well, that makes sense.
Right.
That's a fine nickname.
And I think you would be proud, but my outfit, I'm sure you can see it now. I've stepped out of the TARDIS. For some reason, we threw a Doctor Who reference into the Fly Jam world.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
But I am
it's
wearing...
your world.
Yep, a raspberry beret.
Of course you are.
Hammer pants.
Oh.
Very nice vest that Laura Vaughn got me.
Is that right?
Yes. Susan Burkus gave me the beret.
Nice.
My shirt is open with a tuft of hair popping out.
Of course it is.
And I'm rocking platform shoes with goldfish in the
yes,
heels.
Those are my favorite.
Right, right. So the shaft is one, Superfly is the other. So
Your fish.
Yeah, the fish.
I was going to say, all right.
Right. So that is my Fly Jams persona.
I like that Fly Jams persona.
Thank you very much. And then... to the left, stage left, is Miss Esmeralda Leon, who is
right
now
on.
Esmeralda the Heartmelda.
Esmeralda the...
Heartmelda.
The Heartmelda.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I spin on my head.
Wow.
I put up cardboard and I spin my way through
you're
the
studio. You're breaking. You're doing the electric boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
Esmeralda the Heartmelda.
That is correct.
I like it. Now, does Vic's a serious newsman. Does he
is a serious newsman, but when Fly Jams happen, everything changes. So he is Viggity Vic, Viggity, Viggity, Viggity Vic, Double Vide Verified V.
Viggity, Viggity, wow.
Viggity, I don't know why we chose that one.
No. Yeah, let's give Vic a name that none of us can say. That'll make it easy.
Viggity, Viggity, Viggity Vic, Double Verified V.
Double Verified V.
Right.
That's a moniker.
Yeah.
That's going to be a mouthful when you try to work the ladies at a club.
Right.
What's your name? Viggity, Viggity, Vic, Double V, Verified. Is that a...
Double Verified V.
Double Verified V.
Right.
Double V Verified rolled off the tongue easier.
There you go.
It's his nickname.
If only you had submitted.
I did not submit. That's the problem.
Yep.
You know, that's the problem of being asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know, you miss Fly Jam Friday.
And then Nick's is Wiki Wiki Nicky.
Wiki Wiki Nicky. All
Wiki,
right.
Wiki,
that's
Wiki,
easier
Nicky.
To say.
Yes. So before he left, he asked the Fly Jams community to start thinking of nicknames for you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Some are coming in. Let me throw some of these out. No Foolin' Toolin' Groovin' Noonan. That's a lot. That's a mouthful. Boom Boom Noonan. Kind of like that one. Boomin' Noonan. Another one. Stay on the same theme. Croonin' Noonan. And I like this one. Brian Midnight Noonan. But I can't bestow my own nickname. So those are what
good.
We have so far.
We also did get a call from Steve the Gondola Guy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And
the sandwich or the boat?
Maybe both, but probably the sandwich.
Oh, here's what. Big Nuke Noonan. That coming in from Jay from Ohio.
Steve was Big Booty Noonie.
Big Booty Noonie. My booty is much smaller than it used to be.
Right.
So I'd stay away from that. It's not like when you videotaped me sitting on the ball for an entire show.
Right.
Back in the day.
423.
That's when I was all booty.
Yep. If I may suggest one.
Yeah, sure.
I suggest Brian the Time Noonan. because one of the things that impresses me most about you.
I like
you,
to do Jungle Love.
That, and you can tell the time three different ways over the radio.
I can, 424, 24 minutes after the hour, 36 minutes before 5 o'clock. Because I used to be a screaming Jay back in the day.
So.
Wow, and I
so impressive.
And I'm rhyming all the time.
So we'll compile all the Fly Jams, yes, and then we'll vote next week.
All right, that'll be good. So we'll keep that poll going. And next week during Fly Jam Friday, we'll be rocking the Casbah or wherever we rock. All right, so we should do the first one. The first one coming in, we got time for a couple before we go to the news. Norm from Aurora sent this in. Oh, I love this song by the OJs, Used to Be My Girl. It's such a happy song about such a sad subject. Because you hear the groove and you're like, oh, I feel peppy. Then you listen to the words. You're like, oh, now I'm sad. It's like a musical speedball. You don't know which way to go. You're up and down. It's crazy. All right. Explain to me, because I love this next song. But on the surface, I would not have put it in the Fly Jam category. I would have put it in the original rock and roll category. Like a rock, almost rockabilly. So how do you guys define Fly Jam? Is it a loose description? And I'm not putting this song down. Like I said, I love this next song.
Right. In the most technical of terms, it is an R&B or soul or disco song from the 60s, 70s, 80s, or early 90s.
Wow, you're like the mix.
Yes. But
yesterday and today, all the greatest hits.
Right. So if you're thinking record labels, it's Stax, it's Motown. If you're thinking instruments, they tend to be songs that have horns or bass lines as their driving force.
Okay.
But really, in the end, it's a feeling.
Oh, right on. It's almost like you read that from a card, yet I saw it come
Or I've had to tell many people that information several times.
Sure, because it was like, I don't understand. Is this just songs about insects? What is this? It's a spider? Is that a fly jam? No, it's not. But you know what is? From the 708, Fats Domino.
Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry in that shame. My tears feel like rain.
How, how?
In that shame.
Ba 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 ba. That's got a big saxophone part in it, which horn sections are big in R&B. All right, we'll give it to her. I like the song. All right, we got to do this, and then we'll continue with Fly Jams Friday on the other side of the news. Why not? It's a Friday morning. We're having some fun. It's the Nick D Show on WGN.
Tell me, how you going to do it if you really don't want to dance by standing on the wall? Get your back up. Well, I heard all the people saying, get down on
sing
it.
Along.
Come on in.
Cool in the Gang, that's my Fly Jam pick. Get down on it.
So did you hear they're telling you to get off the wall?
Who?
They were.
Cool in the Gang in the cool lyrics.
Oh, how am I going to do it if I really don't want to dance? By standing on the wall, get my back up off the wall. I can get my back up off the wall if I really want to do it. But I still keep my back facing the wall. I'm not leaning on the wall. Because when I was bouncing, we would stand with our backs to the wall, but we would dance, especially when Billy Idol Dancing With Myself came on. All the bouncers would kind of do a little dance.
That was going to be my follow-up question. What type of bar did you bounce at?
It was a big dance club called Jubilation in Chicago Heights. And it was a giant place. It was everything you would imagine from a late 80s dance bar. And that's what it was, a club. It was a club. But it was a club in Chicago Heights. So, you know, take that for what it was. But it had the light-up dance floor, you know. There was a big DJ booth, and there was a huge security staff because the place was gigantic, and it was crazy.
Now, are we talking 21 and over, zero gravity 18 and over?
Oh, no. This was grown, 21 and over, drinking a lot. Big, they had, they had regular drinks, and they had these big fishbowl drinks, and they had all, you know, all kind of craziness. And there was the dance club part, and then there was just a bar part, and then there was a pool room, and then there was an upstairs. So there was stuff everywhere. The potential for things to jump off, Esmeralda, exponentially higher than just a one-room club. It was that's where I learned the head on the, that's where I had a gun pointed at me, pointed right in my face.
What?
Yes.
You're in a regular roadhouse.
Listen, I was nice, you know, until it was time to not be nice. And then I unleashed the fury. I hated it. It was fun, though, but, the gun thing, it happened right in front of my brother because it happened in the parking lot. It was a horrible thing. But, and it's not, I'm not like Mr. Tough Guy. This just happened to me. I wasn't like, ugh. This was a quote from my brother after I got in the car, after I cleaned up my pants and stuff, after this was over. He goes, "Man, you looked so cool." I was like, shut up. Because I guess I didn't flinch. I remember the kid pointing it right at my face and me just going, "Hey, man, I wasn't the guy who did that."
Wow.
And then he backed up, and later that night he shot somebody. Because the police were at the bar the next night questioning me about all kind of stuff that happened. Yeah, I don't know. I've led a weird life.
As people who listen the first 10 minutes of the show know.
Right. I've had a gun pointed at me. I've been in a meth cooker out in the high desert. I've all sorts of things. Well, I wasn't a meth cooker. I stumbled upon them. Anyway, let's get back to Fly Gems Friday, shall we? Enough of my crazy life, because right now people are like, "Oh my God, is this guy a felon?" No, but I'm gelling, and I ain't smelling. Let's 773 requested this one by Donnie Hathaway called "The Ghetto." Hey! He's singing about the ghetto. Oh, now I get it. The ghetto. Donnie, you got to write some more lyrics. The ghetto. I like the groove, but the ghetto. The ghetto. All right, we get the picture. Somebody wanted to know if I ripped out the guy's throat and pushed him in a small creek. I did not, but I did have a razor in the toe, in my boot toe, when I did the high roundhouse kicks. That is untrue. You know what we need to do on Fly Jam Friday? We must say hello to Fly Jam Bob. Hi, Fly Jam Bob.
Hey, Brian. Hey, I think I'd go with Mr. Slim or Slim Jim Noonan or something like that.
Mr. Slim. We have been getting a lot of very good suggestions. We'll put that one on the list, Bob.
Well, anyway, I have to welcome you back to Fly Jams Friday for your third go-round here.
It's my pleasure to be back.
The first time I called you, you chastised me for not having a song especially for you.
I did?
Yes, you did.
That doesn't sound like me at all, Bob.
And the second time I learned from my mistake, and I actually did have a song which I had picked for you, I played "Ico Ico" by the Dixie Cups because you had a brass band in a few days before.
I do remember that.
This morning I have another song just for you. I'm going to take you back to 1979 to Old Comiskey Park.
All right.
Where you and Nick and my friend Gary and I are the only remaining cruise heads I know.
All right.
In your honor, here is a song you heard back then. Here's "Love Will Find a Way."
Stellar pick, Bob.
Once you get past the pain, you'll find your love again. So keep your heart up, because love will find a way.
It will indeed. Thank you, Bob. That's an excellent pick.
Oh, I appreciate that, I have a dilemma I need for next week. I need you to tell me more about your personal favorite Fly Jam so I can pick something else for you next week.
I will drop hints throughout the week. It'll be like an Easter egg in a movie.
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right, thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Esmeralda, your face went a little blank during that Pablo Cruz. You're not a big fan of Pablo Cruz?
You know, yacht rock is really not my
Back in 79, when they were opening for Steve Miller Band and the Eagles at Comiskey Park, that was the jam right there. That was their hit. That's where you go. Well, that's why they're opening on a three-act bill, because they're a one-hit wonder. They may have more than one hit, but that's the big one. That's the big hit right there, Pablo Cruz. All right, let's get to a couple more. We got time for a few more, Dan?
Yes, we do.
All right, good. Listen, I don't know what time it is. I can't look at the clock. I'm busy, you know, watching my back. The 773 wrote in honor of the passing of Kashif, I would like to request the number one hit he produced for Evelyn King, I'm in Love. And for those of you who don't know Kashif, he was a producer, innovative songwriter, producer behind hits by Whitney Houston and Evelyn Champagne King. Also a popular solo artist in his own right. He was 59 years old when he died. Passed away in Playa del Rey, California on September 25th of undetermined causes. He signed with Arista Records as a solo artist in 83. Kashif charted 8 top 20 R&B hits, but it was his pioneering talent as a producer, minimalist soundscapes, skillfully integrating synthesizers and drum machine patterns, and songwriter that put Kashif in demand. So this was one of the songs he produced for Evelyn Champagne King, I'm in Love. Like that had a nice groove to it. Evelyn Champagne King. So Kashif, pour one out for Kashif, who cannot be with us. Esmeralda already poured one out in the traffic center earlier. Not
preemptive.
Yeah, she knew something was going to happen. I'm just pouring something out now just to be safe. Mark's been hanging on. He wants to jump in on Fly Jams Friday. Hi, Mark.
Hey there. I think maybe How Can You Mend a Broken Heart could work as a fly jam, but most of the early Bee Gees wouldn't. But in 75 summer, they decided to adapt to the music industry, and they came out with Jive Talkin'.
Everybody's dancing to that one. Good one, Mark. Thank you. That was a good one. Jive. Was that from Saturday Night Fever, the soundtrack? Is that from Saturday Night? I think it is.
That's a good question.
I believe it is. I think everything the Bee Gees did that most people know is from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Did you ever see that movie, Esmeralda?
Not in its entirety.
Tony Manero strutting down the street, the big hair, the whole deal. Look at Dan doing research now, checking it out.
It was
yes, no, doesn't matter.
The album Main Course.
Oh, I guess I'm wrong.
And hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Thank you, Casey Dan.
No problem.
Dan Kasem, whatever. Look at this from the 815. They want to hear some Staples singers. And what I say to everybody I know, respect yourself.
Respect yourself.
Respect yourself, DJ Dan, the Fly Jam Man.
I try to.
Do they ever expand on it, or is it always DJ Shagru?
Well, it was funny.
Like DJ Dan.
We had a
then
listener.
You can rhyme all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
there.
We had a listener who thought mine was the weakest of the bunch. I should be like DJ Shagruvy.
Oh, Wow, yeah. DJ Shug Groovy, so I like.
I believe listener Chip suggested that. So
Chip, off the old block, I like that.
That's his Fly Jam nickname.
Chunky Chocolate Chip, bringing it to DJ Shug Groovy. Now we're getting, man, I like that. I like it. And more the listeners are really suggesting some good ones for me. And again, I will have nothing to do with picking it, and I will live with the yoke of DJ Fly Jam nickname that Esmeralda and Dan picked for me for next week. So we'll see. Bri on the Fly, I like that. Slim Boom and Noonan. Lot coming in. All right, you said you had one, Dan, that you had to get in that
yes.
we had to jump in for?
Fellow producer Bennett Wakenight.
Oh, yeah.
A contributor to the Fly. He's doing well. He's getting ready for the opening bell coming up at 5.
Look
with
at
Steve
that.
Brzanich.
Oh, that's very early.
Paul Nolte coming up after 5:10.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Kingsview Asset Management.
I have no idea what you just said. I heard sound, and I heard something that sounded like management, as if they're listening now. You know management is sound asleep.
They check out the podcast, though.
Of course they
Todd
do.
Todd Manley, big Fly Jam fan.
Sure.
Yes.
Let them listen to the first 10 minutes of the show. See what happens when you let a mental patient fill in.
Bennett Wakenight is going old school here. He's requested the Sugar Hill Gang Rapper's Delight.
Wow.
Say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so well that you can't speak and do a thing but a rock and shuffle your feet and later change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythm,
I always think this should be sung by an old granny. That's, you know, the old lady from the Adam Sandler movies. All right, DJ Shig Groovy. Oh, somebody, Cookie wants you to jump in.